I was the ice cream man, sort of a nice scheme man, doing the work of the Lord for the kiddies. He used to give me the fuzzies and the giddies, until one day in Canoga Park, some kids heard me after dark. I stubbed my toe on the ice cream truck, and I said a bad word that rhymes with truck. All the children thought it was funny, so they repeated it to their pappies and mommies, and the parents took away my job. So I just sat there as I sobbed. I was the ice cream man, a sort of an ice cream man, doing the work of the Lord for the kiddies. Used to give me the giddies. No more ice cream or dilly bars, no more hickory dickory music for the cars. I drove my ice cream truck to the old plant, hung up the keys and told the boys I just can't sell no more ice cream to the kids. What I said and can't undid. The mommies and the pappies feel much safer. Now the new ice cream man is handing out communion wafers. Some say a word is just a word, and once a little kid hears it, it's already heard. But I never meant those children harm, and I never broke nobody's arm. I just stubbed my toe and got a little free. Those kids can be sheltered now, and now I can be me. I was the ice cream man, a sort of nice scheme man, doing the work of the Lord for the kiddies. Lord, he used to give me the giddies. See, I got myself in my own fix. Now it's time for trail mix.
Split the praises, you mule hip kindnesses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
That's all I need. I ain't even halfway home. Man. Oh, well. Let's see if I can fix it before the kids get here. Oh, poop.
Hi, Mr. Pete. Can I have an orange push-up?
Yeah, sure. Let me just get this tire out of the way first. Ah, poop. Ow, I can't even reach. Wait. Oh, weenie.
Can I have a dilly bar, Mr. Pete?
Yeah. Just hold on. I can't seem to find the right key to the ice cream door. Hold on. Ow. Anus. Oh, man. Just a sec, kids. I'm sorry, Johnny. That was something I shouldn't have said.
Poop, anus. He said weenie, too.
Poop, weenie, weenie.
Poop, weenie, anus.
Kids, hush now. You shouldn't say those words.
Why not? You did.
I'm an adult.
So?
Poop, weenie.
Poop, anus. Poop, weenie. Anus. Anus.
Poop, weenie.
Poop, weenie. Weenie.
Stop it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, kids. How was your time on Tampa today?
Tampa, poop.
What did you say, Susan?
Poop, weenie, anus.
What in heaven's name?
Poop, weenie, anus.
Where in Mother Mary did you learn those awful words?
Mr. Pete,
the ice cream man. He got his keys stuck and said all of them. Poop, weenie, anus.
Susie, Johnny, now that's just enough of that.
Poop, weenie, anus.
Well, I never.
Come on, Marcia. Where's the phone book?
Poop, weenie, anus.
Poop,
weenie, anus. Poop, weenie, anus.
Ice cream truck companies. Let's see. Here we go. Get out the phone, honey.
Poop, poop, weenie.
Poop, weenie, anus.
I'm in and what things I collect. They're trying to plug holes in the hull while flames eat up the deck. The captain and his crew don't seem to get the disconnect. Passing through the iris of the world. Passing through the iris of the world. Shoulder, the paint will likely outlive both the feeling and the holder. In the age of global warming, when all things are growing colder, it's beautiful. The writer opened up his heart and told her, passing through the iris of the world. Oh, passing through the iris of the world. Catching trout. I'm good at blowing holes in things and ranting in self-doubt. I've got a way with time and space, but numbers freak me out. I've mostly dodged the dogmas of what life is all about. Passing through the iris of the world. Oh, passing through the iris of the world. I'm talking in strange voices to myself the way I do. The road under the half-moon sky rolls out in shades of blue. I'm raw anticipation of our rhythmic rendezvous. Loving the gift of the loving I get and the loving I give to you. Passing through the iris of the world. Passing through the iris of the world.
Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs, into Canada, and right back out again with nothing to declare. Banff, Alberta. And here in Western Canada's unspoiled Rocky Mountain playground, members of the sinister Canadian Nazi Party meet in their annual rally. The strutting beige shirts gather to stage a book burning of Canadian authors' works, but call off their plans when not enough books can be found to start a fire. Would-be burners of possible books, the sinister Canadian Nazi Party, meeting in Banff, Alberta. Moose Factory. And blood stains the snow in this isolated subarctic community as Royal Canadian Mounties battle Eskimos after being sent to repossess an iron lung. Softened by lush living off the profits of their soap carvings, Moose Factory's Eskimo tribe had gone on an iron lung shopping spree. This tubercular 98-year-old Eskimo woman is dragged from her iron lung and out into the cold where she belongs, as husky dogs bark and a finance company representative adds up interest charges. Royal Canadian Mounties doing their duty as always in the blood-stained northern tundra. Ottawa. A moving spectacle unfolds in the Senate of the Canadian Parliament as attendants remove the venerable 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby from the bench where he had sat undetected for the past 35 years. Listed as dead in Senate records, the grand old man of Canadian Parliament was discovered during the current recess by a cleaning lady. All Parliament Hill applauds the 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby on his way to the ambulance. Canada's own Rip Van Winkle found fast asleep in the Senate. Truro, Nova Scotia, and Canadian Department of Transport icebreakers prepare to embark on another vital mission to try and find the province of Newfoundland, missing in the fog-shrouded Atlantic wastes for more than 15 years. Previous expeditions have had to turn back empty-handed, but hope runs high that this time, Canada's 10th and newest province will be located at last. Rescue ships setting to sea in search of the missing province of Newfoundland. Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Lord Tweedsmuir Games, featuring North America's third largest indoor checkers tournament, are interrupted by the appearance of a strange furry creature known in legend as the Sasquatch Monster. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone newsreel camera catches a fleeting glimpse of the half-human, half-animal beast as children run and dogs bark hysterically. But order is quickly restored as officials discover that the Sasquatch Monster is only Miss Kamloops for 1974. A happy ending to a moment of panic at the Lord Tweedsmuir Games in Kamloops, British Columbia. The Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs, into Canada, and right back out again with nothing to declare.
This scene deals with the subject many fathers find so difficult: wet dreams and the explanation of physical intercourse in the marriage union.
No, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella. Yes, sir, maybe this is a good idea. Chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad. What's cooking?
Well, to begin with, you ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body. You know, every family has its own set of names, and You youngsters had the most original ones I ever heard.
You mean like 100% all beef thermometer? Acorn? Alabama black snake?
Oh, no, Bob. Here, let's try it again.
Baby maker? Bald-headed yogurt slinger? Ball gag bag?
That's a good idea.
Ball sack? Baloney pony? Big Dick and the Twins?
Now, listen, young.
Bird Bobby Dangler? Boner? Bratwurst? Bud Cat?
Yeah.
Chubby? Choop?
It's good.
Cock coin? Coin yes, purse? Cajonies?
Maybe. My mother would probably have a fit. She just had the curtains washed.
D's nuts?
No.
Ding-a-ling?
Well, I guess that
ding dong
didn't make too much sense
Dinky?
Then.
You mean dipstick?
Don't let that worry you.
Like doinker? Dong?
You didn't learn algebra in fourth grade grammar school, did you?
The two colonels? The D-train? Family jewels?
Well, he calls it a penis.
Giggle stick? The gut wrench? The helmet?
Well, son...
Hockey cocky? The hot dog?
That's right.
The Jimmy?
No.
The Johnson? Joystick?
But...
Knackers? Knob? Lady boner? Love muscle?
Oh, no, you rascal.
Lunchbox? You mean like manhood?
No, Bob.
Master of ceremonies?
The testicles.
Meat and two veggies?
Oh, no.
Middle leg? The monster? Mr. Happy? Mr. Winky?
It's not at all wrong.
Nards? Nuggets? Nuts? Nutsack?
No, oh, it's
one
true.
One eye? Yeah, Dad, how about the old one-eyed snake?
A very grave sin.
The old... One-eyed trouser snake.
Well...
The package, the packer, the pats, the pecker, the peen, the pee-pee, the peeper, the peter...
Wet dreams, as
peter,
we call them,
the
peep, are very different.
The PhD, the piece, the pink tractor beam.
Oh, you bet.
The pink tractor beam, huh, Dad? Yeah,
more complicated than the biggest
the
dynamo
the
ever built.
The pocket rocket, the Polaroid...
That's a good question, Bob.
Papa Chub, prick, pud, purple-headed soldier, purple-headed man...
Something
purple-headed
like
warrior, the putts,
so,
the rocks, the rod, the rustle, the love muscle.
But now here's
yeah,
the important.
Salami, sausage, schlong, schwartz, schmeckle, schwartz, scones, shaft. You mean like the shittle, the schlong, the shrinkage, the skin flute,
no,
steaming semen roadway? Yeah, the stiffy, the swamp nuts,
it's true.
Tallywhacker, tent pole, the thing... The third leg?
A very grave sin.
Robber? Tonsil tickler, you mean? Tool?
Well,
tripod? Trouser meat? Trouser snake? Tube steak? Twig and
dreams,
berries?
As we call them,
wang?
Are very
wanger?
Different.
Wanky? Wedding tackle? Wee? Weenie? Wee wee? Wiener? Wang? Hoo
more complicated
billy,
than the
winchin,
biggest dynamo
wiener,
ever built.
Willy? Winky? Wood?
Yeah, that's a good
yam
question,
bag,
Bob.
And yogurt slinger? Yoo-hoo!
Something like that.
Oh, Dad.
So, remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch. Quick little prayer, and then some work. Any work or sport, as long as it's hard. Hey, which reminds me, how about coming out in the back and seeing if you can sneak that new curve past me the way you did last Saturday, huh?
Oh, go on, that's easy. You couldn't hit that curve if it was a basketball.
Wait, you fresh young Turk, I'll show you how I hit 360 with the Bearcats. Yeah, trouble with you kids. You think anyone over 21 has to travel in a wheelchair. Ouch. With a confounded back of mine.
Come on, Dad. Let's go.
Shame on you. Gave my heart as a token. When returned, it was broken. Hide your face. Shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Took my car and my money. Done me wrong and that ain't funny. Woe is me. Shame on you. your little game, you'll find out who was to blame. Dern your hide, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Ran around with other guys, tried to lie when I got wise. Foolish girl, shame on you.
So here's part two of what you need to look at in your relationship dynamic. A question you need to pause on too is you pursue an awareness in self-esteem and relationships. And that's the best way to think of it, because it is developing an awareness of how you behave, and always back to what I discussed in the very first session, which is your private agendas. Monitoring your private agendas in relationships. Why did I say that? Why am I manipulating? The greatest fear is alone or abandonment. And that fear in relationship to your self-esteem is a formula very few people really stop to connect the dots with, which is, you know what? I keep my self-esteem real low. Because my feeling is that you believe, you take time to think about this one, don't do it fast. You believe somewhere in your system that the consequence of developing self-esteem is abandonment. And there's a part of you that believes that. I'm telling you that right now. That if you became empowered, if you really, quote, came into the fullness of who you are, you'll pay a price, and that price is you'll be alone, because we have in our archetypal structure the image that the fully healthy, fully empowered person is a solo being. We have a deep archetypal image that, think about relationships, we need each other. And in order to be in a relationship, you have to be needy. And if you aren't needy, who are you going to need? And if you aren't needy, you don't deserve a relationship. Think about it. He doesn't need me. She doesn't need me. So in order to keep the energy of a relationship going, the idea that you would become strong and empowered seems to be the polar opposite of the vulnerability you need to keep a relationship going. And to stay vulnerable, you have to stay in low self-esteem. Because that's what gives you the power to play the disempowered card. I can't do this alone. I need someone to take care of me. All right, now you think about this. Because when I'm telling you that there is a cost of becoming empowered, what I'm describing has been in your thoughts all along. The only thing I'm doing is articulating what maybe many of you would prefer never came to the surface, which is to admit, you know what, if I got really empowered, though, he or she would leave me, and it's usually a he would leave me. So you think of it. Do you just want to be emotionally empowered so you could go wherever you want and still have your bills paid for? What's your definition of self-esteem? Is it just limited to being able to say what you want and have your opinions respected? Think. Or how do you want to conduct yourself in a relationship? Or do you want to be able to enter into a relationship, and here's the high voltage, with enough regard for yourself that says, you know what, I really can afford to get really close to you and at the same time not manipulate you, which is a really nice climate to live in. And the reason is because, you know what, I know that at the end of the day, this is truth, that if we're meant to be together, we will. If it's not, we won't. And part two of that equation is that if I really strive to smother you because of my insecurities, you're going to leave me anyway. Or at the very least, you're going to lose respect for me. And I have enough regard for myself to never put myself in that situation. Because here's what's true, gang. It's real hard to respect someone who doesn't respect him or herself.
Well, Mr. Pete, you got the ice cream truck back, didn't you?
Yes, Maggie, I did.
And you can say all the bad words you want to now.
I can eat all the f***ing ice cream I can handle.
Because you're not meant to be around parents.
I guess you're right, Maggie.
I can handle your language, Mr. Pete.
Maggie, I know you can. I guess I'm just not meant to have kids anyway, or be around them, or...
I'll always be your kid, Mr. Pete.
And I'll always be yours, Maggie. I love you, Maggie.
I love you, Mr. Pete.
At my age, it's nice to be around somebody who just... let's me be my f***ing self.
You're f***ing wonderful, Mr. P.
So are you, Maggie. You're f***ing wonderful. I think it's time for the playlist.
Who's gonna do it?
I don't know. You wanna do it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is Pinecone Pete, and we apologize to all you sensitive listeners out there for Mr. Pete the Ice Cream Man. You know, there's a difference between Pinecone Pete and Mr. Pete. Anyway, let's listen to the playback of the playback. We just heard some advice from Carolyn Meese on self-esteem. Before that, we heard Shame on You by Spade Cooley. And before that, we heard the Canadian Newsreel from Bob Perry. That's from the National Lampoon. And before that, we heard The Iris of the World by Bruce Coburn. And before that, we began the entire program with a song called The Ice Cream Man by Peter Gullerud. Well, split the breezes, you old doggies. And, keep dreaming those doggy dreams, because the more you dream about the doggies, the more the doggies get paid attention to during the daylight hours. And we got to take care of our critters. See you next week on Trail Mix, right here on Pinecone Radio. And stay tuned for Roll.
Happy trails.